What's up, everybody? It's Ellis Fowler here. I thought I'd add a quick audio addendum to my blog post from earlier, Process Over Progress. And I'm in traffic right now, so I figured why not. I really kind of agonized about posting on this concept because, first of all, it's been such a great help to me, and I felt like blogs can get really long. I didn't want to make it too long, but I also wanted to kind of go over like the core concept of this mindset shift. It's a perspective change. It's not like some kind of magical panacea that's going to make everything better for you in your life, but it's a way of looking at things that if you shift to this way of thinking, you might find yourself a lot more at peace, especially if you are a person like myself who is really driven and who really has a lot of things that they want to see come to fruition, but you always feel like life gets in the way of that. You know, I have so many ideas that I have written in notebooks that are scripts that haven't yet been written, novels that haven't yet been written. I've been working on a music project that I've been on and off doing for the past year or more. And a lot of times I just get overwhelmed because I'm somebody who has a lot of talents, I think, and I have a lot of things that I want to share with the world, but I also have bills to pay. And I also have, you know, regular everyday life to go through. So this concept of process over progress simply means shifting your focus from the destination. Like, you see this destination, this book you want to write, this play you want to write, this thing you want to do that you always feel like you have to put on the back burner because if you're like me and you're a perfectionist, you're kind of waiting for this perfect opportunity, this set time where you'll have like 5 hours to sit down a day and work on this pet project of yours. And you got to kind of come to the realization that that's probably never going to happen. And if it does happen, it's short-lived. So with this concept of process over progress, it's setting yourself up, your life up in a way that you are focused on the process of the goal you want to achieve. So if that's weight loss, you're not focusing on the scale, you're not focusing on how you look every single day in the mirror. You're saying this is a long-term goal and I'm going to focus on daily putting in the effort that it takes to get there and stop looking at the scale and stop looking in the mirror at how I'm changing. You want to do that still, of course, you want to check your progress to make sure what you're doing is effective, but you want to shift your focus away from that progress-oriented mentality. We live in this world where everything is progress-based, and it's all now, now, now. There's no such thing as deferred gratification. You know, you have two-day cleanses, you have three-day diets that are supposed to make you lose 45 pounds and change your world, and life's not like that. Things take time. Everything is a process. So focus on being consistent, being diligent, being totally immersed in the process of what you want to do, and eventually the progress will come. But discouragement comes when you're looking at the progress and saying, man, you know, it's been a year and this music project isn't out yet. Or, I've been working on this outline for a while and the story is just not there yet. Like, focus on the process. Every single day, take 20 minutes out, or every day that's, you know, realistic and convenient, because you don't want to set a goal that's not attainable. So you don't want to say, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes every day when you know your Tuesdays are so hectic that you can barely breathe. You need to sit down, be realistic, and say, okay, 3 times a week, I can take 20 minutes a day and work on this outline, and be consistent with that. Same thing about dieting. Same thing about exercise. Same thing about, you know, working toward a specific, any kind of specific goal that you want to reach. I'm going to take this amount of time out every day or every other day, and I'm just going to work on it for this set amount of time, and I'm not going to focus on how much I get done during that time period. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write 30 minutes. If that's all I have to give, at the end of that 30 minutes, I'm done, I go on to the next thing. And eventually, you will find that you get in the zone better, quicker in those 30 minutes. You get a lot more done. There'll be days when you don't get anything accomplished in those 30 minutes, and that's fine because you're working on the process and not focused on the progress, and eventually that goal will come to fruition. It seems crazy. Sometimes it could seem like I'm saying, oh, ignore, you know, how far you've come, ignore the progress that you're making. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that when you focus on the process, the progress will automatically come and you will see these things changing. You'll see the weight dropping off. You'll see the muscles toning. You'll see the story coming together. And you haven't been focused on where you're going, but taking the steps to get there. And it's such a much more peaceful way of doing that when you incorporate the process into your life on a daily basis. Anyway, traffic's about to pick up a little bit. I don't want to be caught on my phone here, so I hope that helps if you didn't want to read all that crap I wrote. No, please read it. Check it out. It's a little more thought out than what I just did. This is still 5 minutes. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I want to start doing audio companions more, but I was sitting and thinking, like, oh, I don't feel like setting up my mic and all that. You know what? Screw that. This is probably going to sound like crap, but guess what? At least it's there. And that is the mindset that I'm trying to get to when it comes to accomplishing my goals. Like, everything doesn't have to be perfect. It will come. It will come with time. Process over progress. All right. I hope you have a great day. Big things are on the horizon for you. I'll see you next time.